This is KUT. If you live in East Austin, you've no doubt noticed the older houses being torn down and new, more expensive houses replacing them. While this is happening throughout the city, the East Side might seem to some as a hotter market than other places. For the next part of our series, On My Block, Voices from 12th and Chacon, KUT's Maggie Rivas-Rodriguez talked to people in the neighborhood about the new construction and the changes it brings.
One of my friends and I were driving around, and he said, hey, I really think that this East Austin area is going to be a big deal, and I think you ought to start building over here.
This is home builder Daniel Reeves. He got his introduction to 12th and Chacon 8 years ago.
He and I drove through the corner of 12th and Chacon, and there was a brawl going on in the street, and there were probably 30 people slugging it out, and cop cars were sliding up, and it was mayhem. I looked at my buddy and I said, why in the heck would anyone ever want to live over here?
Fast forward to 2016. Daniel Reeves has found plenty of reasons people would want to and do live here, including him. For one thing, crime is way down.
Not too long ago, I saw a gal in a UT jogging outfit pushing a baby stroller through 12th and Chacon. I mean, it's a different world today than it was back then.
For custom home builders like himself, the East Side makes financial sense.
East of downtown area is especially an attractive area because it's so close to downtown, and there's a lot of reasonably, well, I guess there has been historically a lot of reasonably priced land over here, and that's the big thing.
His own company, Verde Builders, builds around 30 houses a year in East Austin. They range in price from the mid-$400,000s to the mid-$700,000s. He has four houses coming up just one block north of the 12th and Chacon intersection that he first visited 8 years ago. When I visited that construction site, one of the future homeowners had come by to check out the progress on his house. He was friendly enough, but he didn't want to be interviewed. He said he knows that gentrification is a sensitive topic. The houses around the construction site are a mix of large, new, modern houses and smaller wood frame houses. Estela Hernandez lives in one of those older homes. It's a wonderful, peaceful neighborhood, she says, and she hopes she and her family can live here a long time.
The new constructions are pushing rents way up, and I think people can't pay such high rents.
That new construction usually means tearing down older houses to clear the land for the new ones. East Austin 78702 zip code had the third most demolitions of single-family homes last year. City records show there were permits to demolish 128 single-family homes in East Austin. That's actually down from the 143 in 2014.
We never really banged on anybody's door and asked them to sell. They all came to us. Most of this property's worth four times what it was, 10 years ago.
One person who understands the situation from all sides is Willis Hunt. He's a real estate agent and property manager. His office is just down the street on 12th. Hunt says longtime residents get criticized for giving into the market. This is what he hears.
You know, why people are selling out, they losing their history. Be very sensitive when you're selling somebody who needs the financial windfall, what they can't do with their property.
Hunt grew up in this neighborhood, and he lives here now. He says the neighborhood closeness has been lost.
It's not as, I call it, neighborly as it was when I was growing up. It might have been different. You know, we call 911 on issues and back and forth. We don't want to have this in the neighborhood. We knew each other. We knew each other's ebbs and flows. And right now, it's not that same close-knitness to a degree. But, you know, change is change, you know. And hopefully everybody get a chance to know their neighbors and get to, you know, to appreciate each other because, you know, that's what a community is about.
Everyone here recognizes this. By and large, the new population is different racially and socioeconomically from the longtime residents. And that raises big questions in East Austin today. Will there be enough housing available for working class people? Or will the new squeeze out the old? Will the newcomers and the old timers find common ground? The particulars may be different, but the same questions are being asked throughout Austin. Maggie Rivas Rodriguez, KUT News.
You can find more in our series on 12th and Chacon at onmyblockatx.org.